What is baptism? Well, the word baptism is a transliteration of the Greek word baptismo, which means to immerse. When we are baptized, we are buried with Christ, as it is stated in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. If you want to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, it reads, "And this water symbolizes baptism, that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." This means that the water of baptism is used to save you by washing away your sins. It's not there to just clean dirt off your body to make you look nice, make you clean. It's there to save you for a reason. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 12 through 15, it reads, "Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it." So baptism represents being parallel with Christ through death, burial, and resurrection. Just as our sins died, we bury them, and we are resurrected anew in Christ. When Jesus died on the cross, sin lost its grip on us, which means we were saved. And when we are baptized, our sins are then swept away. Now that you know more about what baptism is, what exactly does baptism do? When you're baptized, you die. But once you emerge from the water, you're reborn into a new life and new world. When you think about emerging, you should be thinking, "My slate has been swept clean. I can now continue a sin-free life." This is what Acts 22, verse 16 talks about. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it talks about getting remission for our sins. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, it talks about how we are part of the Lord's church, and who wouldn't want that? When you are baptized, you're part of Christ. And when Christ is within you, you can stand up to anything the devil throws your way. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, it states, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." When you are baptized, you enter Christ as a faithful Christian. But to be a faithful Christian, you must know how to continue being faithful. So if you want to turn with me to Romans chapter 6, verse 4, it reads, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." In this verse, it talks about how baptism is a burial. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, it is a similar sense where baptism is said to be a burial. In John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." God never makes mistakes. If he says to be saved, we must be immersed in water, then that means we have to be immersed. It's not that water is going to be sprinkled over our heads or that water is going to be poured over our heads. The ones who are in Christ have been baptized. But the only valid way to be baptized is to have faith, as stated in Acts chapter 8, verse 36 and 38. Repent, as it says in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And confess, as it says in Acts chapter 8, verse 36 through 38. A baby cannot do any of these things. It can't repent, it can't confess its sins, and it cannot have faith because it doesn't know how to do any of those things. So when someone says they're baptized as a baby, then more than likely they don't know what baptism actually is. These are ways you can enter Christ, but why should you enter Christ? The real question you should be asking is, why wouldn't you enter Christ? By being baptized and being a true child of God, you would know by now the answer to this. If you weren't to enter Christ, one thing and one thing only would happen: you would go to hell. You would suffer immense pain, and grief, and never be able to escape. You would forever be tormented and tortured. If you enter Christ, you will enter heaven, which leads to eternal life with God and eternal happiness. So what exactly is baptism? Well, baptism is being faithful to God. It means living happily for eternity when you die and go to heaven with God. And so just think, am I being baptized into Christ like he planned we should be baptized? Or am I going to be baptized for what I want to do, just to look nice in front of everybody else?